Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has asked ministers to set up a team to examine issues raised by an investigation which revealed the Department of Health maintained dossiers of sensitive information on children with autism who were involved in legal actions against the state. This, of course, was on Primetime Investigates last night. This afternoon, the Oireachtas Committee on Health met to discuss the situation. And I'm joined now by Nessa Horrigan, who is Green Party TD for Dublin Central and a member of the Oireachtas Committee on Health, and by Dr. Kieran Moore, consultant paediatric psychiatrist at Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin. And thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. Nessa, I might get your reaction firstly to last night's programme and what we learned.
Well, I think like a lot of people around the country, I'm absolutely reeling from that documentary. And I think like a lot of parents who have gone through that diagnosis and access to services process, I'm now, you know, wondering who has my information and what are they using it for and who have they passed it on to. And I think we've all in that process had little run-ins with the HSE and various service providers. And I think there's a whole issue around public trust in services. Ultimately, you know, it's a product of our inadequate disability services that people with disabilities are going to the courts in the numbers that they are so that they can secure access to basic services. But for those families to experience targeted information gathering in this way or in the way that was outlined in that programme, compiling of dossiers of private patient information without their knowledge or consent is extraordinary, and it raises a huge number of questions around data, around the whistleblower, but a question around the culture within the Department of Health when we're dealing with families that are taking cases.
And yet the Department of Health issued a statement in relation to it. They say it's normal practice for defendants to litigation to gather and maintain appropriate information in order to obtain legal advice and or defend proceedings. They say this is normal.
Well, look, we know that the GDPR rules are fairly considerable, and it's my understanding that to pass records of clinical appointments to a third party without the legal consent of the patient for non-clinical use would be a significant data breach, and I'm sure the Data Commissioner will take a position on that. Now, there are some reasonable events when there would be a gathering of information, but we're not talking about days and times of appointments here. We're talking about very private information about the content of appointments that I don't think any reasonable person would expect to be shared with another branch of a department or with another department. And we know that the Department of Education is involved here too. So I think there's all sorts of questions around how was that data gathered? Like, is it a situation where, you know, teachers and therapists were asked for information and to disclose information? What happened if somebody said no? How was that information given to various departments and to various staff? I really think for the department to say that would be normal is problematic. I think at the very least, when you're passing on information, private patient information, and there's an expectation of patient confidentiality, the patient themselves or their families would be informed of the transfer of that information.
Okay, stay with us, Nessa, if you don't mind. We're also joined by Dr. Kieran Moore, as I said. And I might, Dr. Moore, first get your reaction to last night's programme.
I thought it was extremely good in terms of just the presentation of it. I obviously don't know the details, and I think a lot of details are going to come out. And, you know, on the face of it, it's extremely shocking. And to me, what it does is it brings up the whole issue of consent right across the health services and across actually every domain of government in this country. That's the most important thing. In my view, the idea of consent is either not understood, or if it is understood, generally, in some cases, it may be ridden roughshod over in many cases. I mean, just as an example, the whole idea of consent, by definition, is voluntary, and that you must be under no third-party pressure in any sense to give that information. And you must know the reason the information is being sought, the benefits to you, but also, crucially, the benefits that will not accrue to you. And you also need to know where that information goes. And so much of the HSE work and the health services work is that patients and their families are asked to give consent which is often on a form that, in my view, is rarely fit for purpose, to give these blanket consents to access information to a whole, in some cases named, but in other cases not named, a host of professionals.
Yeah, and actually, Dr. Moore, I have a copy of that form in front of me here. So if parents are applying for help from the HSE, they have to fill out this application for assessment of need under the Disability Act 2005. And as you say, at the end of that form, a lengthy enough form as it is, there is these boxes that you have to assign in relation to consent, and you consent to allow access to all files and reports that exist within any of the agencies listed that the assessment officer may consider necessary for the purposes of assessment and subsequent service provision. And then it says the HSE and the National Council for Special Education and education service providers, and it goes on. So do parents then realise, if they are signing that form, that they are effectively saying that those agencies of the state can access all of the files that accrue thereafter for legal cases? Or is it the case that that is the case?
I don't know, but it's giving a massive blanket consent. It's like saying, I give consent to each and every operation that is possible to be got without having to go through the specifics of each of them. And it does name different professionals, for instance, psychiatrists, which is my own bit. And to give out a blanket report when a large part of the kind of report I would do would refer not only to intimate medical information, but intimate medical information with third parties in you know, family members or something. So, and there's the other bit is that within services generally, there is, you know, allegedly this kind of a culture of that you can, because we're all part of the same thing, you can ring up people and say, listen, is this person attending you? What are they attending for? What's the diagnosis there? And you cannot do that. Like, you know, consent by its nature means consent to a particular piece of information that that is relevant to what's being asked for, and the person has to give it.
So doctors should be able to say no, should they? If the HSE calls them up, even if they are working within the HSE, and says, I want access to Johnny's information, those doctors, psychiatrists, whatever they may be, should be in a position to say no.
Not only should they be, they have to be. It's a medical council guideline. But it's, you know, if any of us, if I go to my own GP, I will expect that GP or other professional will keep that information, you know, confidential to that person and not shared elsewhere without my consent.
Okay.
And we don't seem to get that, even though the HSE is a very clear and a very good consent policy. So this may be part of that culture, but it may not be. It may be something else too.
Now, so I might come back to yourself on this just briefly. As I said, the Oireachtas Health Committee on Health met to discuss the situation today. We know there's this team now set up to examine issues that's been set up by the Taoiseach. There is a fear when you see a group being set up by government to examine issues that is, you know, another way of saying this is going to be kicked to touch for, you know, another couple of months or longer, and may just never really be investigated properly, or there may not be action taken properly. Would you have any sort of similar concern, or what do you think needs to happen now?
No, look, I think there's always a danger of that. And I think this is one of those issues that we really need sunlight on, and we need full transparency. If nothing else, I think I have many, many questions around the whistleblower and the compilation of that report by a senior counsel for the department. The committee today agreed that we would ask for the report to be released, that senior counsel report to be released to the whistleblower today, and to the committee on Tuesday. We will be writing to the Department of Health and advocacy groups and the Data Protection Commissioner for clarity on these issues. And we will also be scheduling committee sessions. And I think we're constrained at the moment to two-hour sessions, and we've all agreed, and we had great attendance at the committee today. We all agreed that 2 hours is not going to cut it here. This is an incredibly serious issue. So we would like to meet with the Secretary-General of the Department of Health. But also, you know, this has happened over a number of years, over almost a decade, if not more. So we'll have to go quite far back, and I think we want to know, when did this start? When did this become the culture within the department?
Okay, well, thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Nessa Hourican, Green Party TD for Dublin Central, and also Dr. Kieran Moore, who is a consultant paediatric psychiatrist at Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin.